What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better!
I ain't repeating myself! Go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist! And I'm always cheering! Oh, yeah!
Welcome to episode 1451 of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80-ish% accuracy guaranteed. Everything you need to know in 40-ish minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor for up to 3 weekly bonus podcasts. Today, we have Sexomnia, AI beauty pageants, cats, Wes's shacks, and more.
Whoa.
Yeah, stacked.
Wes should be back tomorrow. Yeah. He's gonna miss the Wes's shacks.
I'm doing it. Wes, while we talk about Wes's shacks, is stuck in Nassau. Is that where he's at, Mark?
Bahamas.
Nassau?
Yeah.
I think that's the capital. Main airport. The main city.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said they're chill over there, so they're real slow. They're slow with the Starbucks in the airport. They're slow with their flights, so he missed his flight to Miami. He's going to catch a later one, and he's going to spend the night in Miami. Yeah.
Wait, how is them being slow?
Well, like in Puerto Rico, they're on like tiki time, you know? Like,
right.
On like,
you know, island
they're
time.
Like, catch the next one, man.
Yeah. Like, relax, man.
Yeah.
Stay here. Spend more money.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be irie. Do they talk like Jamaicans in Bahamas? I don't think so. Do they? No.
It's I don't know.
Be different.
I mean, we can just assume they do. Wes can tell us tomorrow.
Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah.
When he's here, yeah. Yeah, it'll be great. Pat, how you doing? How you doing on this Tuesday?
Had a bad day, buddy. Had a bad day. I'm okay. It's ups and downs, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, well, man.
May the next one be better, you know?
It's okay. Man. It's part of it.
We're happy to see you, though, you know?
Good to see you guys, too.
Yeah.
Did you have to kill your own puppy?
Well, we're getting to
you talking about Chrissy Noem?
Yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah, it gives you a bad day if you do it. Maybe not. Was she saying she had a bad time doing it, or was she saying she liked it?
She was saying, why are you making a big deal out of a story from 20 years ago? I'm a country girl.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes it could happen. But it's a sad thing every time. So
we can just talk about that real quick. What she killed
I'm glad it didn't
puppy.
Happen to you today, Pat. That's, bonus.
Old Yeller, pretty sure it was Disney produced. Eric, if you can check on that for me, that'd be great. Old Yeller was one you just avoided at all costs. I don't know why they made a movie that was marketed towards kids about a person that had to put his hunting dog Yeller, once he got old, out of his misery by tying him to a tree and shooting him with a gun.
Yeah.
But apparently country girls, right? Kristen Noem, she's from South Dakota. It's like no one that lives in that state. It's a different lifestyle if you're up there. And sometimes you got to put a dog out its miz. And that's what she did. Yeah. What's the Miz's finishing move?
The Miz does he puts the finishing act or something like that. He puts his hands behind your head and he plants you face first. I should know. It's something along the lines of like the closing act, the finishing act.
Yeah, Walt Disney, 1957, Old Yeller.
Well, her story reminds me more of Where the Red Ferns Grow, because she said that the hunting dog was less than worthless. So she was trying to get award-winning coonhounds like in Where the Red Fern Grows, where you actually get like awards, competitions.
She was saying his dog was
a runt.
Well, why'd she get it if it was
what I read was it was untrainable, and she called it less than worthless, rubbing salt in the wound after posthumously. So like she said the dog wasn't going to be a good hunting dog, and you know most places are kill shelters, not like Austin, Texas. Shout out Austin, Texas. You can all the animals don't get killed in the shelters. Most places in the country, you send it to a shelter, it doesn't get picked up in a couple weeks, they kill it. So she was saying, this dog's going to die anyways, and he doesn't know how to fucking learn how to hunt.
Wait.
So
the dog was going to die? It was that stupid it was going to die? It was that useless that it would end up perishing?
You used to breed, not for necessarily hunting. Yeah. You did hunting, but more often than not, your dog was a family dog, but you also hunted, and you guys dabbled in the hobby.
In South Dakota.
Let's breed some good dogs. Yeah. But the run to the litter went to me, and I was fired up about it because I kind of want a big ass dog.
Oh, Shadow was Shadow the run? Maybe one of the smaller.
Anyway, I think that's what Noam was
saying. Came out sideways.
There was one run in that litter that actually kicked the bucket. Sadly, R.I.P. And then the dog we kept, interestingly,
was Noam in Virginia.
The dog we kept it from that ended up hunting with us in South Dakota, Christy Noam State. And that dog actually had brain cancer, so it didn't make it. It was not a great hunting dog because it had an impingement on its brain. So that was interesting.
Okay, so I'm being a little harsh on her, the dog killer, the Mike. Now I need to buy her jersey. I've got all the Mike Vick jerseys. She's saying that it was a 14-month-old pheasant hunting dog and that it was aggressive. So it was too stupid, and we got excited when they went hunting, and it would bite like other dogs, and one time it bit a person. So it was just like it didn't know how to act when it was hunting, and it would lose its mind. And she said, I hated that dog. It was dangerous to anyone that came in contact with, and it was less than worthless as a hunting dog.
Man, so, I had to put a squirrel out of its misery one time, and it still haunts me.
Oof.
So
could it have been bad training, though?
Or could you just like essentially called it a pit bull and someone would have adopted it as an aggressive dog?
So what did she do? Did she then She tied it to a tree, probably. She'd had enough one day and just went ahead and old yellered the dog. Okay.
She said, you worthless dipshit, and then she shot it.
You aggressive, worthless dipshit dog that I hate.
Yeah, I mean, bad hunting dog is annoying because it's embarrassing too. You know what I bet happened? She went on a hunting trip with somebody she really wanted to impress, and that dog was a mess. You know, it was just causing a scene all day, and that was probably it. If I had to hazard a guess,
14-month-old, still a puppy. I mean, maybe give it a little bit more time, but also leave it out of your book, right?
Yeah. Okay. So it was a wire hair pointer named Cricket.
Pretty common in pheasant hunting. Yeah.
Uh huh. And it didn't make a cricket noise no more.
No.
After she offed it.
Yeah.
It was not a pleasant job, she said, but it had to be done. She took him to a gravel pit. Oh. Shot him.
Yeah.
Well, she took him to a nice pit first, you know?
I mean,
what was the song Jiminy Cricket sang about going
Zippity
to sleep?
Doo-dah?
No, it was something about like wishing upon a star. I bet that dog wished upon a star that it wouldn't be shot.
Wish upon a star.
Well, she's got the balls to just kill a puppy if it upsets her. So is she gonna be the Veep pick? Is that what this is all like?
Well, I do think that if Trump goes with Noam, that Biden should counter, get rid of Kamala, and go with Mike Vick. Killing Veeps.
People are pissed because
instead of a vice presidential debate, they just have a dog fight.
It's such a narrow way to look at how to deal with a dog that's not serving your exact needs. That's what people are pissed about. It's like, okay, we get it, hunting Noam, but you're also the type of person, like most hunters, people don't do this, you know, they've got the kennel. Like when I walk into a house and I'm like, oh, you got the kennel, huh?
Crate training is pretty solid, especially if you've got a
I'm not talking about a crate, Willie. I'm talking about the backyard kennel.
Yeah, like, the permanent crate.
Like the dogs don't live
the
inside.
Outdoor crate, yeah.
They live outside.
Oh, right. Yeah, the dogs, right. But sometimes people just have doggy doors and the dog's obsessed with going outside.
Not the type of person that murders a dog because it's aggressive on a hunt and that's your only
purpose
saying for the
dog. Right, they have like a chain link fence where they
just like when they get home, they go inside and eat the pheasant and they go say, go in your outdoor homes, dog.
And they have places like Rescue Ranch, Compassion Without Borders. I mean, there are places she probably could have taken the dog besides the tree.
She hated that dog. The gravel pit.
I mean, that hunting dogs do largely live like that, where they're like out in the kennel at night, and then, you know.
But, I know, that, and that's why people are mad.
You gotta get them smelling like, shit all night. They need to know the patterns of these animals, and
that's why people are mad.
Like, one in tune with the nature.
Yeah. Anywhere else in America, you take that aggressive dog somewhere, and it finds you. Don't just shoot. You don't just say that's it for that dog.
Drastic
it was
20 measures.
Years ago. It's a different time. We were calling each other the F words and using the hard R words and stuff, you know, shooting dogs. It was the 90s.
So she's saying she wouldn't do it again today. No, yeah. I think she'd do it again today is the point.
100% she'd do it again today. She made a tough decision.
If a dog disappointed me that much again as Cricket did.
If it was that stupid of a dog.
Yeah, I'd have to do it again. Yeah.
The crickets are annoying. Especially when it gets in your house. Just putting this out there. Great troll move. If you're not an OM fan, is you hijack the stereo when she's walking out for a speech and you play Wu-Tang Clan's Gravel Pit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's a gravel pit. Or Cottonmouth Kings, It's a Dog's Life.
Shoot Cricket, though.
What if she just takes it on, though? She might like it.
Speaking of, like, crickets and animals, I have a butterfly problem going on the side of my house. Like, a real
Mariposa.
Bad one. Yeah, Mariposa's a lot of them. So, I'm cutting the side lawns with this lawnmower, and I noticed it the past couple of weeks, and they are plentiful, and they're like flying around. I'm like, get out of the way. I don't want to run you over and stuff. It's gotten so bad that I did it like today, and they've like tripled in size. There's maybe 2,000 butterflies on the ground outside by the side yard in the backyard. And now when I started coming near them, not only are they flying away, but they're just landing on me because there's nowhere else to go. So I'm cutting the grass with like 6 butterflies on me.
That's nice. It's a butterfly sanctuary. What you should do.
Beautiful, but becoming alarming.
What you should do is wall it off and charge admission. And then now you got a side hustle, you know?
How many do you think you cricketed?
I don't know. I not a lot. They're pretty good at getting up, but I mean, it has to be a couple, right? Like I have to have cricketed a couple. I don't see a lot of dead bodies. Maybe they take care of their own, but
they have a lifespan of a week too. So I just let it grow. Fucking,
those are cicadas, Mark Stiller says live comment. No, these are butterflies.
Sure.
I'm positive.
It is cicada geddon. Okay.
No, these are pretty cute butterflies, but they're
I still say
like crazy.
Wall it off. Yeah. Make a business. Butterfly sure. sanctuaries are fantastic. And if you know, if I could have one in the neighborhood that I could just stroll over to,
I'll take
so
a video.
Many rules there. Though.
I'm gonna swallow a butterfly soon. Let's put it that
I'd
way.
I'd give you a couple bucks to walk into your butterfly sanctuary.
Yeah.
You just need some netting.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's pretty
just
sweet.
Net them off, you know, put a little fence on the outside. It's cheap to set up.
Last week when I cut the grass, I told my wife how awesome it was. This week I was like, if it doubles again, we're going to be in some trouble here.
Well, right. But Mark, just now what you do is just to turn this negative into a positive.
Yeah.
Plant some butterfly bushes.
From a couple hundred to 1,000. Anyways. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You guys want to talk about an AI event that's pretty crazy?
Yeah.
We're not going to need humans soon. It's just going to be the butterflies and AI. That's because the first ever Miss AI beauty competition is taking place soon.
Oh. All right.
Well, sure.
No.
Yeah.
You copy me?
Yeah.
A company called FanView, which is a subscription-based content creator platform, kind of like OnlyFans, but for AI, I guess, recently teamed up with the World AI Creator Awards, WAKA.
I want to do really unattainable. Impossible to obtain, even with a gun.
Oh, hey, sweetie. Thanks for subscribing. From an AI. Yeah.
Cuck so Central. I mean, like, yeah. Right? Like, it's like OnlyFans, you're never going to get them unless you, right, commit a felony. But in this case, you're really never going to get them.
Yeah, well, you don't want to admit to being OnlyFans for a bunch of people, but you really don't want to admit to being a FanView AI guy.
But don't guys just like download these images and then make it like their girlfriend app? Like, isn't that a good thing now?
They upload images of their cock, 3D renders, LiDARs, and then those cocks get put into the images with the AI, and it looks like they're messing with yours.
No, to Will's point, there's like 15 different apps where you can
Where's date. The mole?
You can actually date an AI person and have like a long-term relationship with them, which people are doing. But like Christy Noem, just don't tell anyone. Don't write about it in your book that you're doing this, right? Like, anyways, they're launching the world's first Miss AI competition, and a team of judges comprising of two humans and two AI women will sort through AI generated pictures of women and choose one to crown Miss AI, the first ever Miss AI.
How do we know that the two AIs are women?
I'll show you the two AIs in a second. The winner gets judges. The winner gets a $20,000 cash prize and an account on FanView where they can continue to embezzle money from losers and monetize their digital queen.
Right. Yeah. Great point in the comment section from Big Fudge. He says AI is just upgraded anime. Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
I mean, it really is. Do you think there's going to be hyper realistic Simpsons AI porn? Because I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Since the earliest days of porn, since AOL chat room porn, and I get that it was like the incest thing, right? That was like, that was what was floating around in a lot of AOL chat rooms. So the Simpsons are a family, but you come across like so much Simpsons porn. It never made sense to me.
Dude, Big Titty Marge anime is always getting stuffed on those sites. And the most alarming thing makes
sense to me.
The most alarming thing is any not big always cartoon. Homer. Yeah. Sometimes Bart's tagging it, dude.
It's a lot. That's what I'm saying. It was an incest thing. That's what I'm saying. But no, Will, it was prevalent Simpsons. Like you'd be like nude Simpsons porn nude. It made no sense.
Yeah, they have big ads for that. Those
you're saying that was existing like way back in the day
in 95, 94. Right.
That's crazy. I mean, but still nowadays, I mean, there's like every single big brand has an AI porn of it out there. You know,
I just don't know why The Simpsons was appealing.
Dude, Marge is sore. She's like you said. She's getting stuffed on all those.
People
sites.
Get down on pretty much anything.
Dude, Moe's getting it. Yeah. I mean, pretty much every character is tagging it.
Flanders, did you guys see the new AI generated?
Milhouse is slamming Lisa.
Milhouse.
Speaking of The Simpsons, did you see
pussy, Ralph?
The video of the 50s style real life AI generated Simpsons.
Yeah, that was tight. Show. I love those.
That was cool.
Those are cool. The human version of cartoon characters.
Oh, yeah, those are, They even did an episode once where it's like humans, The Simpsons, because Simpsons did it. They do everything. This is a full-blown Miss America-style beauty pageant, by the way, as the AI models will not only be judged on their looks, but also on their personalities. For example, they'll be asked questions like, if your AI model could talk, what would be their one dream to make the world a better place? Shallow questions like that. Like,
She'd suck every cock on FanView twice.
She'd give this list of FanView people to the FBI.
Shit.
Yeah. So the AI, they're going to see basically how good the AI is at talking, right?
It's just a marketing stunt.
It's a nerd who created this digital thing answering for her because these models can't talk. So you'll see they create pictures of women they're hot. And then they are the woman behind the scenes. It's just a guy and then he's going to answer for them. And
whoever they'll build a large language model specifically to respond in the way that Jennifer would.
That's what it's supposed to be, right? Is that you're seeing how good the chatbot is.
How good of a masturbation token can you build?
Yeah, exactly. Also not sure how the AI judges will judge, but one of them is Spain's first successful female AI model who we covered on this show.
Yes.
Aitana Lopez, if you remember her. She earns her creators over $10,000 a month modeling for products that humans used to model for.
Yep. Sure does. She's all over everything. These girls are just going to be everywhere, but like, what's the, okay. Are people into it?
All right. So you're cruising Pornhub and you have your specific idea of what you want to watch in your brain, right? You got your thing, but there's a bunch of think about it like trolls, guys who are misusing tags, okay, and throwing roadblocks in your way, clickbait style, for you to click away and watch something that's not really in your zone. So these people are going to be able to tailor it directly, because you know when you come across something that's right your wheelhouse, you're like, yes, more of this, please. But then it's hard to find.
Well, all of these AI models are also built by huge horny nerds, so they're going to answer the way that a huge horny nerd would want to be talked to, which is good. It's kind of the perfect thing.
Call them a lord. Lots of lord prefixes.
And my lady is the response. Very good answer, my lady. The other AI judge who's even hotter.
Brilliant, my lord.
had a long day of gaming. Please have my meal ready for me.
You seem to have leveled up, my lord.
Finished with level 64.
That's the default mode.
Yeah. The other AI judge is even hotter than Lopez, was created by one man who asked ChatGPT to describe the average man's dream girl, and it responded with brown hair, long legs, pretty face, and big boobs. So he made Emily. And he did a pretty good job.
Wow. Yeah. Yikes.
Dude, so that guy, strange, man.
She's hot. So
it's so strange.
That guy's going to be technically Emily. He's going to be like, Emily thinks this person should win.
So they're the judges, but they're right. They are the creators who are men. Right.
That's correct. I believe.
Why are you guys getting deep into the semantics of the judging of this fucking marketing stuff?
Because they said it's two human judges and two AI judges, but it's not really two AI judges.
In the spirit of competition, I want to know how the contest is going to be conducted.
Right. Pat, this would be like Back to the Simpsons. This would be like, we have two human judges and we have a guy in a Homer Simpson costume judging. It's Homer's judging. You know, it's probably just the guy dressed as
Homer.
I
get it. It's just a promotion for the AI models. Speaking of AI models, did you guys see this one? I know you did because I showed you before the show. But now, feast your eyes again. AOC and Boebert. Whoa. Did they really do lingerie together? Did they?
I don't think so. I think that's AI.
Yeah, they shorted AOC in the chess department.
AI. I don't know. It's pretty nice. I feel like it's really good, but you can tell they both have, like, if you zoom in there on the hands, they both have like 10 thumbs. It's
fake. No shit. That's just a lot of material in that bra, Pat. It's just a bigger bra.
It's true.
Yeah. Anyways, Emily Pellegrini is the AI model that is the second judge. And here's a normal DM exchange on Pellegrini's Instagram page between a horny guy that doesn't know or doesn't care that she's AI and her male creator responding as Emily. The guy goes, how is it possible that such a beautiful lady doesn't have a boyfriend? And then Emily's creator, a man, says, I don't know. Hi, smiley face heart. And then he goes, you got WhatsApp? And then he goes, you got WhatsApp? And then a third time, you got WhatsApp? And then Emily responds with, I actually only use Instagram and FanView. And then he goes, how can we stay in contact? Blah, 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 blah. So this, you know,
stay in contact. We're going to want to check in on each other. Trust me.
This guy created the hottest AI model, and now he just has to DM horny guys as her all day long and cash checks.
I mean, that's easier than a regular digital pimp today who manages an OnlyFans girl.
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, it's not a bad job. It's a booming biz. All you have to do is design a hot AI chick and start having her advertise for brands. Maybe do this OnlyFans thing and make a few hundred grand a year.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a real business. It's a real thing. Yeah. I think your butterfly sanctuary has legs too, but this is an official business. It's a big thing.
Not as sexy. I wish I could create a fucking AI model like Emily. Because I would definitely chat with those horny bastards.
Maybe you could just get a job doing it, buddy. Maybe.
Yeah, like be the.
Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Just be a spoke, you know.
Yeah. Good call. All right.
You could use Wes as your like a testing client.
Because, let's get a resume together.
I'm
for you,
I'm not chatting with horny Wes.
Producer Eric says that chat you put up has Wes with Jenna Jameson vibes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not doing it with nighttime alone Wes. No.
Wes here, all alone. It's nighttime.
I'd have to break the fourth wall pretty quick. Dude, it's not Emily. This is your buddy.
God damn it, Wes.
Anyways, AI beauty competitions.
Nice. Oh, yeah. You guys want to talk about sexomnia?
Yeah.
All right. So this is from a very salacious CNN article. 38-year-old man repeatedly tries to force his wife to have sex in the middle of the night, but has no memory of his actions when he wakes up.
Oh, oh.
We've briefly talked about this before. Yeah. Yes.
Is this the second known case ever?
A married woman in her mid-20s often tears off her clothes and masturbates, but remembers nothing when her partner rouses her. Hmm. For a dozen years, a 31-year-old man masturbates while asleep, at times injuring his groin.
Oh, shit.
Embarrassed due to his unconscious behavior, he avoids relationships for 8 years.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Right, so for 4 years, he was just injuring his groin next to his partner? Guys, these are all clinically documented cases of sleep sex or sexomnia.
So there's part more than one case now.
There's multiple cases. First case. Dog.
Sorry, go ahead.
No,
I was saying the best part is they got like a male doctor to sign off on this. Because he's like, it's a thing.
I'm sure it's horrible, but it's the funniest sounding disease. Yeah.
Do it with me.
There's no cases of women having sex.
Right. It's not just that I have a rape fantasy. It's that I have sexomnia. Yeah.
No, there's one. Pat just said there's one.
There's a big one coming up. So just hang in there, boys. Strap in. Okay.
All right.
Sexomnia is part of a family of sleep disorders called parasomnias that includes sleepwalking, sleep talking, sleep eating, sleep terrors, and sleep cranking it. This is according to Dr. Carlo Shenick. These episodes occur when the brain is not in a dream state.
Who suffers from sexomnia himself.
Right, himself, exactly. Who's got a bit of a... bit of a taboo fantasy.
And I know the Sexomnia Club works because I'm the founder.
There was one doctor in the Sexomnia scheme group chat. And he's like, I got it from here, boys.
The sexomnia mostly occurs during the slowest, deepest stage of sleep called delta sleep. It's like an alarm or trigger that goes off in the central nervous system. And you go from your basement to your roof in no time flat. Six to midnight.
None of these guys are like answering work emails or working. It seems to be like they're getting into sex.
No, they're just trying to slam their partner without her waking up.
No one's doing anything productive during
without her getting away.
Yeah.
And then every time she wakes up, the guy goes, "Oh, the sexomnia." And then
will they have a cover for it? That's the point. It's difficult to study sexomnia because unless people injure themselves like the poor bastard at the top of the article, it was was putting miles on his dong every night.
That one sounds rough. Where you're just going to town.
That one might be legit.
Let me reread this paragraph because this is fucking amazing. For a dozen years, a 31-year-old masturbates while asleep, at time injuring his groin. Ooh. Embarrassed due to his unconscious behavior, he avoids relationships for 8 years.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, first night spending the night together, I have something to tell you.
Mm-hmm. I go hard.
Yeah.
Real
it's
hard.
Not an STD, but it's bruises. Yeah.
You might see that night terrors, right? It's sort of along those lines.
You see that bucket of water on the bedside table next to you?
Yeah.
I need you to throw that on me if you wake up and see me beating it violently.
Well, I'm kind of like a dog. Don't wake me if I'm cranking it. Let me finish. Because I can be real out of it.
Yeah, it's difficult to study unless they injure themselves or a partner tells them about it. One case published in 2021, an anonymous case, involved a woman who about twice a month would moan sexually and engage in dirty talk, using words that she never used while awake. And at times, the woman would fondle her husband during the night, and they would engage in sex until she became conscious and accused her husband of forcing sex upon her.
Oh.
You want to talk about a crazy bitch? Come on, dude.
Shit.
Technically,
if the woman engages, they're raping him, right?
Right.
He does, Taylor brings up a good point in lecture. Great. He goes, why do you have those handcuffs? Not what you think. Yeah, these guys are like werewolves in a full moon. Like,
right. Chain me down, babe.
Dude, but this lady is like,
chain me down. This would be a great way to get laid, though. Then you just get a raging hard on. Like, you wake up, you set your alarm for like 1 hour after everybody goes to bed, and then you take a Viagra when you get up, and then you just, you're handcuffed to the bed, and then you just, you're pitching a tent. You might get laid.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
This is okay. So we can all imagine a situation where you're in a relationship with someone who, like, you know, certain people like have sex with the lights off. Certain people, like, when you get into that mode, right, of dirty talk, right, it can be embarrassing for some because it is, you want to do it, but it's silly. You could see a situation where it's like, okay, she starts talking dirty after they're kind of asleep, right? Yeah. Like, it's like a kind of a different world, okay?
All right.
And then she starts to grab at your donkey, and then you put the key in the hole,
it's
and
on.
Then she wakes up and is like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're forcing sex upon me.
It's upsetting, like, probably for everybody, right?
What are you doing?
What?
Okay. I thought you. I thought
we both have it.
Yeah. both have it. All right, it gets way worse. Hang in there, boys. This gets way worse. This woman.
I was sleeping too.
Also, this woman also masturbated while calling out other men's names, including that of a male coworker.
Ooh, that's rough.
No. Yeah. Oh, leaving her husband to believe she was cheating on him. Okay.
No, fantasizing about him during sexomnia. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. That's just my Delta REM. That's just the deepest fantasies I have.
Yeah, okay. But you keep masturbating vigorously and screaming out Jerry's name.
Yeah. How come when you woke up, you kept doing it?
Jerry's from work. That's it.
What's going to be a curse for her is when she leaves this guy and gets with Jerry, if she screams about somebody else when she's in Jerry's bed. You know, that's just going to be a curse that follows her.
It gets worse. So the woman refused to believe her husband's descriptions of her behavior for years, finally seeking professional treatment in 2015 after her 9-year-old son heard her moaning sexually while asleep. And her 9-year-old son brought it up to her. And was like, "Mommy, you were making funny noises last night. It made me scared. And then you kept calling me Jerry."
Is Jerry my new daddy?
No. Yes. Yeah. Oh, no.
How did he not film it and show it to her?
2015. He could have.
Yeah.
He could have.
Yeah, smartphone.
He's just biting his fist. Jerry.
Okay. Also, how would you never believe that?
Wife, like, masturbate loudly and yell another man's name? Is anyone else's wife tease them into sex by grabbing their dong and stucking all dirty to them and then accuse them of forcing themselves upon her?
Was that the same? Same couple.
You got that going on?
Anyone else relate to that?
Yeah. Hi, Jerry. You got
problems? Anyone else get called a rapist last night after their wife?
She shops a little bit?
Oh, that's tough. Couldn't imagine. All right, guys. Researchers say they could be related to genetics or having obstructive sleep apnea, which also may be a trigger. Awesome to imagine.
You got someone's got a mask way out of on. It. Yeah,
they're like dying.
Yeah,
they're talking like they're fucking Maverick. Ooh, Maverick likes to get his dick sucked.
One last ride.
With his sleep
bag
BMX on his mask.
Don't have much time, Jerry. Really give it to me. Could you imagine this poor bastard meeting Jerry at like the first work function of hers?
Oh,
like, and he's like, "Hey, I'm Jerry." He's like, "I know who you are.
From accounting?
I've heard a lot about you." Couldn't
Look, Jerry,
be friends
I know
Jerry.
I know what the fuck you're doing, okay? You can have her.
Damn. Handsome Jerry? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's a relationship ender, that condition. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
tough.
Unless you're really into it.
I mean, it would be tough to overcome.
9 out of 10, that's a relationship ender. One guy's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, tell me more about Jerry.
Yo, I love a crazy Jerry. Bitch.
Maybe you should go to sleep. He's like, he keeps slipping her sleeping pills.
It's fucking crazy, man. And it's electric. It's wild.
Aren't you tired?
He's drinking caffeine and slipping her sleeping pills. Anytime you want to talk sex on me, I'm down.
Yeah, yep. Jerry, tell me more.
Shop a little bit.
That's a great story.
Sounds expensive.
Sexomnia is on the rise. Wow. you wouldn't think it, but we thought it was a fake condition last time we discussed it. So
I still kind of do, even though the woman. Yeah. She just might have the hots for Jerry.
It sounds like it, right? Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Wes's Shack is on the rise in Europe. Longtime listeners may recall the infamous proposal made by Hard Factor Wes about installing what he calls Wes's Shacks all across the globe. And what it is a public restroom on the street that would allow for the users, you know, to handle their business anytime, anywhere. And the hope is that this would lead to fewer horrible crimes of passion on the streets because, you know, once patrons of Wes's Shack had a chance to properly relieve themselves, hopefully less stress, anxiety out there on the streets, a revolutionary idea.
I mean, you know? Believe the idea came about, Will, because when it was asked what you would do in your perfect society if you had like your control, you said you would masturbate in public whenever you wanted to. So I think that was like a spark for Wes being like, some guys are full of jam. They got to get it out.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, so they don't commit crimes or they're not road raging, yelling at people, like, you know.
Or say you were constipated walking around the streets and you finally needed to take a shit. Right. I mean, that if you can't get that shit out that you finally needed to take, you might do something violent, extreme, even, you know.
You're not always by your house. You might be out of town. You're not near a hotel or whatever. It's traffic. Yeah. You got to pop onto a West Shack.
You need access to let off steam. Yeah. OK, yeah. To take a load off. OK. And it turns out that women across Europe have been lobbying for the same exact thing for a long time, and they're actually getting results. Okay. Over in Amsterdam, the city has finally agreed just now to install 4 million euros worth of public restrooms that females can use after a urination equality campaign was started in 2015 by Geert Pining. That's her right there.
Pisses. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. If you were to ask me, what country she's from, I'd say somewhere like Germany, and her name's probably Geert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
she takes a piss, I'll tell you what.
The Netherlands, Mark. Amsterdam, yes, to be exact. Like that. And yeah, Geert Pining, who was ticketed for peeing in an alley while walking home from a bar in 2015 when there were no public, female restrooms available for over a mile from where she was arrested. But obviously, she was staring at numerous male urinals all over the sidewalks of the entire city of Amsterdam, 35 of them in the bar area. So
that's tough. That's not fair.
I guess, yeah. I never knew that they existed. Those are so awesome.
They're great,
male urinals.
Right? Yeah, they're disgusting, but they're great. So it's really the original. I mean,
no worse than like a minor league ballpark, though, right? Probably. Or it's like a bar where you have to pee, yeah, melt the ice with,
exactly,
urine.
Exactly, Pat. It's a trough. Yeah. It's a dive bar trough. But they're on like almost every corner of like the busy places in Amsterdam.
It's better than getting like a public urination or sex crime for peeing. You know.
That's why they put them in. Yeah. And that's why Geert is arguing that females should have access to this as well. Since 2015, when she got the ticket, she was 21 when the campaign began and is finally celebrating her victory of bringing Wes's Shacks to Amsterdam at age 35 now.
Hell yeah.
So.
What, do they need a funnel?
No, they need a place to sit down and take a
stall.
Piss. She's done. So Pat, imagine this, a girl trying to squat and piss in there. She's given demonstrations of it, and it doesn't do anything.
We get it, Geert.
This woman has literally just pissed in one of these things just to show how it doesn't solve the. So, I mean, no, Geert is committed to the cause. She was
again?
Doing it for.
Yeah. We're working on it, Geert. Stop.
Did you see? Yeah, no. We got it, Geert. That's just you pissing on the street right there.
I will say the fucking. The hand grenade urinal is the best thing I ever made, though. Down there on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, they got that hand grenade drink.
Yes.
You just pee right in.
It's got a giraffe neck. And a hand grenade base, and you just put it up your shorts, rip a piss in it, pour that on the street, throw that in your back pocket.
A fun game is waiting so long to see if you can fill up the hand grenade. It's tough.
Well, yeah, but like
you can fill it up.
Seal is deeply broken.
Yeah,
you're never gonna fill it up.
That's right.
Yeah, once you've broken the seal,
you have to wait for that.
The first time though, you could fill it up.
Wait a couple hours and hold it in, and then you can fill it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you're filling that up, then you walk down the street a little bit, you get a big ass beer at the big ass beer stand. See if you can fill that sucker up. That's like a 40-ounce cup. So,
well, that's like the number one arrest on
good luck.
Mardi Gras is like people peeing in public, right? It's like
taking your dick out in public. Yes. Yeah. Do not do that in New Orleans. You will get arrested. They won't arrest the chicks. They will arrest you for showing your penis to everybody. Stop it. Okay. But it's not just Amsterdam where Wes's Shack is on the rise in Europe. Check out this chick in Rome showing off the Wes's Shacks that they've installed there outside of some museum. And this is very nice.
One-way glass so you can see out, but they can't see in. That's classy.
Right. A beautiful restroom.
Now that is where you want to screw.
Yeah. Look at that. You go in, handle your biz. Whatever you need to do, you're staring at everybody who's outside of you.
90% of people going in there, bang. They don't use the toilet. conventionally.
If the shacks are rocking, don't come a knocking, you know?
Yeah, but you got so many pervs testing that glass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You mean like it's peering in?
Peering in, knocking. Like, I know you're making in there.
Look, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody.
I can smell it.
They're predicting where you are. I can see you're right here.
It's for people who need it. All right. It's not for everybody. It's for people who need it. It's a public service. Wes's Shack. Tanta Feliciata Complimenti Italia. Way to
he
go.
He might be heartbroken that now two countries have implemented his. He's not getting any money for this.
Wes? No.
Wes?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, his idea is just taken by the women of Europe. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was on to something.
He was. Now, dudes in Europe could now potentially jack off in these female restrooms and not commit violent crimes. So that's the hope.
Hell yeah. And that's the show too, right?
That's the hope of Wes's Shack, yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Wes's Jack Shack.
Patreon.com/hardfactor if you need more. But most importantly, get out there and have yourself a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
Well, that's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right? No.